A miracle walking God. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, majesty, dominion. We say, God, I come to thee, O Lord. Doing things, O Lord God, that no man can ever do. Lord, Father, we thank you for the great favor you have shown to our brethren. Lord, thank you for your great faithfulness. We worship and we adore you, Lord. True and faithful are thou, O Lord. Lord, Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. We thank you, Father. And now, Lord, this part of the service, Lord, as we just share the word of God tonight, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let it minister to every one of us, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let it meet together with faith in our hearts tonight, Lord. Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, just a few words about prayer. If there is a prayer meeting and so on, few words about prayer. So I say, well, increase demonic activity, call for persistent prayer. Increase demonic activity upon the earth, calls for persistent prayer. The world has long entered a period of great demonic activity, and it is being intensified. Persistent prayer is the only deterrent, you know, as far as God we allow. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Well, that scripture speaks of Satan being cast out from the heavenlies and onto the earth. Its activities will result in the rise of the Antichrist. It's still futuristic, but it's already going on. Its activities will result in the rise of the Antichrist, to whom he will give his power. Revelation 13:4 says so. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? At the same time, when this will be happening in full force, according to the scriptures, a host of additional demons and fallen angels will arise out of the bottomless pit to join the powers of darkness that are already active upon the face of the earth. This word is in for cataclysmic upheaval, you know. It's already going on underneath, but it gets worse and worse according to the word of the Lord. Only God's children need not to fear anything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Underneath the fifth trumpet judgment coming in this series of demonic activity taking over the world, let me see what it says in Revelation 9:1. Under the fifth trumpet, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him, talking about demonic activity upon the earth, right? And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. So, and we know already, these are not your ordinary locusts, right? Many Bible verses tell us that. Rather, these are diabolical creatures. And they're not ordinary locusts, really, but are infernal beings which have been permitted to escape the bottomless pit are the which have power to torment men, although not to kill them at that time. So even more of that, of the demonic activity here, in Revelation 9:14, verse 14 says this, to the sixth angel which had a trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared an hour for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. The third part of the whole as a population will be wiped out at that time. We are not talking about two fires different in the future, given what we know today, and what is happening upon the face of the earth, all over the place, demonic activities are already happening. See? No one knows better than Satan himself that time is short. Yet, he has not resigned himself to defeat. Can you imagine that? No? Why should the children of God give up? You know, so, and anyway, he is a dead spirit, not meaning the devil, in his effort to frustrate the plan of God. That's what he's doing right now. And because of the degree of evil that prevails on the earth, circumstances are extraordinarily favorable right now for unprecedented manifestation of demonic power and satanic delusion. We are living in those days right now. The flood of sorcery, black art all over the place, witchery, devil worship, perversion, and moral degradation that is unlike that of previous generation is evidence of that evil. The day you and I are living in, all these things are happening right now. While the judgment of the trumpets come in the future, like I said, in full force, that is, after the great tribulation, we are even right now in the shadow of future events. Because we are seeing today, we are now in the shadow of future events. The terrible unrest in the world, to name a few now, the wars we are witnessing, the violence, the increase in crime and delinquency, the unprecedented use of drugs, and the breakdown of the moral structure of society, all indicate that the onslaught of demons or demonic forces against humanity has already been intensified. The scripture speaks of this warfare against Christianity in particular. Why? Against Christianity in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. So the Christians should be awake. What we are up against. Sometimes we forget what we are up against. We are looking at that and looking at this, but who is underneath all these things and so on? Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Bible says right here. Now, so the demons know this fact, that if Christians fail to pray, they are vulnerable to satanic attacks. Demons know that anyway. If Christians will fail to pray, demons know that we are vulnerable to satanic attacks. Therefore, God's people, if you want to survive, let alone make headway against this evil power, must be diligently praying against them. That is how we are living right now. We must take the offensive and move into the heavenlies by faith, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, against these sinister forces. Demons seek to change the world for the worse, and the only prevailing prayer can change it for the better. That's what we are up to in the last day, and so on. Watching and praying, the Bible tells us to be doing, and so on. Let's look at recent events. Recent, talking about demonic activity now, recent national and international violence. On Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, an 18-year-old gunman killed 19 children and 2 adults at the state of Texas elementary school. The gunman was also killed by the authorities. It happened just 10 days after 10 people were shot and killed in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, by yet another 18-year-old man. Are we done yet? No. On June 1, 2022, a gunman killed 4 people in a Tulsa, Oklahoma medical center, injured an unspecified number of others before committing suicide. There have been an additional 10 since that time, since last Friday, there have been additional 10 mass shootings across the United States of America since that last Friday. Talking about demonic activities at the end of the age, the Antichrist about to manifest himself, and that's why we are seeing all these crimes and so on. What will create a state of chaos that he will come up and say, who can bring peace now? Say, I'm the man of peace and so on. That, you know, that's what is happening right now. Internationally, Nigeria. Look at Nigeria Tribune, a newspaper, recently published an article about moral decadence. And I read it. It's actually like this. It is, this Nigeria Tribune, about 2 weeks ago I read it. It is now biased to decency, it says. Creative fashion trends at O&B parties, he said. It goes on to say that you can tell that many people have thrown caution to the wind when it comes to modesty. Nudity, that's where I'm going. Nudity as a trend is prevailing, and even in Nigeria, I'm calling it the Nigerian newspaper, right? And raising its ugly head. And the Nigerian Tribune, I mean, you know, look at the language I was using. Raising its ugly head. The level of nudity are social events in Nigeria, it says, depending on where you are, geographically speaking and so on, it's worse in one than the other, it's worse in Lagos area than other places and so on. See? And I saw pictures, I can't even see them. I don't want to display them. Right there in the paper and so on. Nudity and so on, you know, in parties and so on. Can't even, you can't believe your eyes and so on, you know. So, and people was bringing it out like that and so on, you know. Now, so, it goes on to say, numerous killings, kidnappings, murders, occult rituals. I even read cannibalism. I read it with my two eyes. Cannibalism. One man say, oh, very ugly. He said the neck of man of is the sweetest. Cannibalism. This is in the newspaper and so on that, you know. Where are we at? You see? Demonic activity. Even cannibalism and so on were reported across the nation. Just last Sunday, we were in the newspaper and so on. 50 people were slaughtered inside the Catholic Church in our own state. And you know what? The president, Buhari, the next day, he hosted a state banquet. I mean, yesterday, on Sunday or whatever, 50 people killed and so on. The next day, this man was hosting, you know, a banquet for his party and so forth. Can you imagine? I mean, their conscience sear with hot iron. So, just to read a little bit of international and national news to see the money activities, everything out of order, as they will say. Now, so back to what we are talking about here, the place of intercessory prayer or ministry. That we want to end. All this, what is the remedy? It has to be intercessory prayer or ministry. Although few Christians, recognize it to be so, the intercessory ministry is the highest ministry of the church. In the church, is the highest one. Thank God for the great evangelists. Thank God for the prophets. Most of the prophets and so forth, they even have people are behind them who are praying behind the scenes. You know, talk about Charles Finney has a woman. I forgot his name now. Before he goes to anything to go and minister and so forth, that man will be there for many days. Just pray. Just an example, and many of them are that, you know. So, intercessory prayer is one of the most, in fact, they say the most highest office in the church. You know, even when it's so important, the Lord himself is engaged in that ministry. Hebrews 7:25 says so. Wherefore, he, meaning the Lord Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Look at the next clause. Seeing he never liveth to make intercession for them. You follow his example, right? To encourage us in these meetings and our private prayer life, you know. And so, the Lord never gave up, so we don't give up too, until he comes, right? You know, until he comes, praise the Lord. Before the present body of Christ can be perfected, it is necessary that this prayer ministry be revived altogether again. Thank God people are praying all over the world, but we can't pray enough. God says we need more. See? Today, God is again calling his people to stand in the gap. Armageddon is closing in. Whether they like it or not, we can't put that one away. A day of darkness and catastrophe is on the horizon. Now is the last opportunity for the church to walk in the harvest. Let us continue to be one of those who respond to the master call, heeding his instruction in Luke 18:1. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Let us be of them who obey that instruction or the word of wisdom that the Lord gave, or the prayer of importunity and so forth and that, you know. Now, let's see examples in the Bible. There was a man in the Bible that we can emulate. The man called Moses. A man who saved a nation. See, we don't give up, you know. A man who saved a nation. Moses, the man of God, reached his greatest stature, or stature rather, with his intercessory prayer. That's why he gets to the highest of his career. His intercession spear at the life of 2 million people. Just one man pray. See, to encourage our heart and soul. If you think nobody is praying around you, just call upon the Lord yourself and, you know, take this upon yourself and soul. While Moses was on the mountain with God, the children of Israel had committed the sin of worshipping the golden calf, as you read in the Bible and so on, the golden calf. And God told Moses to turn aside so he could destroy these stiff-necked people. So I'm saying this because Yan and Gila with nudity, with this crime and so on. What do we do about it? What did Moses do about it? Now I'm reading the story of Moses and so on. So God told Moses to turn aside so he could destroy these, what they call the stiff-necked people that have turned so quickly from him to idols. That, let me read to you in Exodus 32, this nice verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, the Lord said, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And verse 11 says, and Moses besought the Lord, see that, his God, and said, Lord, why dost thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? So Moses realized the full extent of Israel's sin, like we talked about tonight, the sins of the people, both whether it's in Nigeria or anywhere, all over the world, corruption and so on, we know all those things and so forth. He had witnessed their orgy of licentiousness, worship, even to shamelessly dancing in the nude. Talking about Nigeria, even the Egyptian of here did it, while it was on the mount, right? And yet, he could not reconcile himself to see his nation destroyed or perish. See? I'm saying this because we're in a position right now where we can take a stand for our country, Nigeria, and so on, that, you know. Anyway, so he spent 40 days and nights on the mountain in intercession, beseeching God to forgive Israel. If God was not going to forgive Israel, Moses said, he wanted his name blotted from the book of God. That's in Exodus 32, verse 32. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. So we see that God had Moses' prayer, right? And the promise to spare the children of Israel. More than that, he promised that his presence will go with them. Exodus 33 of Exodus verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. So I read this one to show you the power of intercessory prayer. The prayer born of unselfishness, we spring from a love for the souls of men. We have to do the same thing, right? We may not be believers today, so love for the humanity, that same love that brought God Almighty down to identify with the race. Today, we are solely need men and women who, like Moses, we intercede for the people. Moses changed Israel. He changed Israel's faith and the course of history. He did just what my interceding, right? Intercessors can move God to change destiny. Yeah, they can do. Daniel did it. You know, when the people were in captivity, prophecy said they are going to go back in 70 years. For the 68th year, Daniel would just cross his fingers, stood in the gap, and the children went home from Babylon. Let us therefore continue what we are doing here, and your individual. I said all this to say this. Let's continue what we are doing here, interceding another to be weary, and also in our private lives too. Continue to be involved in the ministry of intercession. Praise be the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, just to encourage our hearts to see what wonders and miracles can happen when your children don't give up, and they are persistent, that the wicked one is persistent. Even though you know that time is short, you never gave up. How can God's children give up? May also pray always, you saw us in Luke 18:1. So tonight, Lord, empowered, renewed, encouraged to go forth in this warfare, you know, of making prayer a business in our life. Not secondary, not when we have time, is the first thing ever. In fact, every other thing we do should depend upon our prayer life. Commit that way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and it shall bring it to pass. So tonight, we thank you for this few words we have shared, you know, from your word tonight. As we go, expand them to us. And this blessing be upon your people all over the world. So know the hour to be awakened. He that sleep, let him be awake. Know the hour to sleep at all. The coming of the Lord too, right now. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.